Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Sports Talk DT. I'm back live on IFM Radio Nation with another episode of Sports Talk with DT. I got my boy, my friend, my brother, my co-host, Sports Talk Dave on the line. What's going on, Sports Talk Dave?
What's going on, my brother? How you doing this evening?
Man, I am blessed and highly favored, and I am glad to be back in the studio for another show. I got my friend, I call him my big brother, my homie from the from around the way. We call him D-Boy. He on the line, too. What's going on, D-Boy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
D-Boy, how you
good,
doing tonight,
good,
man?
Good.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
So this week we're going to be taking a deep dive into the Western Conference teams as the NBA regular season is set to officially open on December the 22nd. But before we do that, I definitely got to give a shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the R&R Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night right here on IFM Radio Nation. So, fellas, I'm going to actually go with Dave, and Dave is going to start this conversation off. Go ahead, Sports Talk.
All right, brother. So we're going to dive into the Western Conference teams, and we're going to start with the specific division. And I'm going to set the tone real quick, and you fellas jump in and let me know how you feel. But we're going to talk about the lineups and the changes and stuff. But for the Pacific division, I feel like the Lakers, the defending champs, are going to win this division again, followed up by the Clippers, Suns, Warriors, and then bringing up the rear is the Kings. Based on the moves that's been happening over the offseason, some of the trades, some of the signings and stuff like that, and the way the rosters are shaped, which, we'll jump into those rosters. But just based on the things that I've seen over there, and that's just my opinion, that's how I feel the Pacific division is going to end out. What's your thoughts, DT?
Well, just for the simple reason, well, I'm not really a Lakers fan per se, you know, but I cannot the moves that they made this offseason. Anthony Davis, he re-signed for the max deal, $195 million. LeBron James, he re-signed for another 4 years. They brung in Marc Gasol, they brung in Montrezl Harrell. They traded for Dennis Schroeder, so the Lakers, they made some moves to set themselves up to win again. I'm just not sure if they can because their counterpart who plays in the same building as them, the Los Angeles Clippers, although they did get eliminated in the second round of the NBA playoffs last year, and Doc Rivers went on to coach the Philadelphia 76ers, I like the moves that the Los Angeles Clippers made to bring in Serge Ibaka. I believe that was one of the better moves that they could have made because due to the simple reason I felt like that they lost that game, that matchup against Denver based on lack of rebounding, you know, which, you know, eventually led to bad shot selection. You know, they played a lot in the hurry-up offense. But I like the move to bring in Ibaka. I believe Ibaka's going to bring some physicality to their offense and rebounding. I like the Clippers to come out of there. I like the Clippers, Dave. I really do. I really like the Clippers. Paul George just got a new deal. It's been duly noted that he is back working with his original trainer that when he played for the Indiana Pacers. And if anybody remember when Paul George was an Indiana Pacer, he was at the top of his game, you know, because everybody remembers the Indiana-Miami series where they were going back and forth, and Paul George versus LeBron James. So if he can get in any type of shape how he was when he was a Pacer, I like the Clippers to win that division. What's up?
All right.
D-Boy, what you think, man? Who you like in the Pacific?
You know, I'm going to say like this. Okay, like, I agree with both of y'all to a point, but I disagree with the Lakers because the Lakers are not really – they didn't really – the Lakers lost when they lost Rondo. Rondo was a true key. He was a third man for sure. So Rondo plays a very large part. So they didn't ever really fix that situation. And if you do replace anyone with that in that situation, they not Rondo. And on top of that, the experience that Rondo have, not just the experience and the dog that he have with, that he have ending too, because Rondo is a true floor general. So by them losing that, I think that kind of hurted them. With the Clippers, what the reason why the Clippers lost last year was because they ain't had no chemistry. Now, until they get their chemistry, then I can rock with the Clippers. But other than that, I'm still a little undecided right now as far as that division.
Okay, you both said that you kind of see the Lakers, but you kind of, Dennis, you going with the Clippers. And this is the reason why I picked the Lakers, simply because, you were saying, they lost Rondo. But here's the thing. They improved with Dennis Schroeder, in my opinion, in that guard rotation. Plus, with they getting rid of Dwight Howard, with him signing in Philly, they got rid of Danny Green. They traded Danny Green. They brought in Marc Gasol. They brought in Dennis Schroeder. They brought in Wesley Matthews. And then they brought in Montrezl Harrell. So, you're saying to me that with those improvements over a JaVale McGee, a Dwight Howard, a Danny Green, Avery Bradley, and Rondo, you don't think that the Lakers have improved their roster?
Here's my thing about that. You got rid of all your veterans. Everybody that you named been to that point before. Everybody you replace them with hasn't even barely made it out of the first round.
Marc Gasol just won a championship.
That's about the only one. Now, don't get me wrong. Gasol was a good pickup. But Gasol is getting old, too.
Yeah, he's getting old, but then you got the energy of Montrezl Harrell. Nobody can argue with what that brother brings to the game. Just like Dennis
Montrezl
was saying,
Harrell,
they were getting out-rebounded. Montrezl is going to get you at least a double digits rebounds.
Go ahead, D-Boy. Go ahead.
Yeah, he a good pickup, but somewhat he ain't made out that second round. And on top of that, he's a diva. He's a diva. He might tear the locker room up.
You believe that?
That was part of the chemistry up with the Clippers. That alone right there.
Well, he got mad because he didn't like the way that Paul George and let's be honest, with the collapse of the Clippers was not on Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, you posted that game 7 was horrible, but he was tired. Paul George didn't show up at all in the playoffs. And that's the problem. That's why I don't pick the Clippers to win the division. Yeah, Paul George doing all this talking about, I'm back with my trainer that I was with in Indiana. Okay, but show and prove, bro, because you in the last two playoffs, you've been horrific. Horrific.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I agree with that, and it's easy to say anything. It's easy to talk, but, that's why I kind of, disagree. That's why I kind of, worried about their chemistry because of the fact, Montrezl, he was, by him winning that sixth man award, that kind of probably went to his head, and he was trying to jump on the big guy like Kawhi and Paul George. Now, I give him every right to try to uplift him and everything, but Paul George is, lately he's been kind of losing it, and with him, I think it's all mental. Something is going on there. He's not really in the game anymore.
But lately. With Paul George stated in the media that Doc Rivers wanted him to play like J.J. Redick and play all pin down, and he really didn't give him the ability to play free and play Paul George like basketball. Do you guys buy into that theory that Doc Rivers kind of had Paul George on the clamps and he didn't let him be free?
It's easy to take shots at people that no longer control your minutes.
Facts. I agree with that.
Notice this came out after Doc Rivers was gone. Were you complaining in the playoffs? Were you complaining in the playoffs when this was supposedly going down? No. You was quiet as a church house mouse because you knew you were messing up. And when I say you, I'm talking about Paul George. So, no, don't give me that. It's an excuse. Show up or shut up. And I wouldn't have gave him that extension. He didn't deserve that extension. Like I said, the last two playoff series, he's been horrific. So, no, I would not have given him. And the only reason why the Clippers gave him that extension is because of what they gave up to get him. So they weren't going to let him just walk away. But that's the only reason why he got that extension. He ain't earned that extension.
Okay. I agree with that. But I will just play the other side. Like, in just to give a different outlook, like, far as that's a compliment to play to play the moves, like how you said, like Ray Allen and JJ Redick. He should be able to play them type of positions. You should be able to play that part when you have that capability to play that. This is playoff. You need to step up. This is, if you don't step up for your team, you should want to step up for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the only reason. That's the only thing I'm saying. So real quick, fellas, I just want to jump this in real quick. The Lakers projected starting lineup this year is LeBron James, Wesley Matthews, Kentavious Caldwell Pope, Anthony Davis, and Marcus Gasol. The Clippers projected starting lineup is Patrick Beverley, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, and Zubac. I don't think that.
Bad boy.
Between those two, I don't think it's gonna last with LeBron staying at the point. I just don't believe that.
Bad
he never boy. Wanted to play the point.
The Clippers are coming out feisty. They changed their lineup. They changed the makeup of their team. But I wanna pick you back to the Lakers just for 1 second.
Okay.
I agree with D-Boy 100% when he brought out the point that the Lakers are in trouble because they let Rondo walk away. And I'm not a Lakers fan, but Rondo was very, very key, very, very vital to win for the Lakers winning an NBA championship. Because if anybody remember when Rondo got activated like a week before the playoffs started, he really changed the makeup of how the Lakers played basketball.
You absolutely right.
That guy that was there, who been there, done that, you know, who's a real floor general who can command things to go either way, you know what I mean? And it took things, it made the game easier for AD, it made the game easier for LeBron James because he had a Rajon Rondo.
Let's think about this, Dennis. We're just talking about the start of the season. We ain't got to the playoffs yet. Let's see what progresses. You remember all kinds of things happened just before the playoffs. When you start filling out who's going in the playoffs and who's not going in the playoffs, remember the buyouts come into play. People start cleaning waivers, all of that stuff. We're talking about the beginning of the season. We're not talking about we're in the middle or we're getting ready to go into the playoffs and all of these people are getting buyouts and things of that nature. So keep that in mind. It may not work down in Orlando or Atlanta.
And I'm a Schroeder fan. I just don't think Schroeder is that guy that say, hey, you're Rondo's successor. I just don't think Schroeder is that guy.
You got to give him a chance, Dennis. I mean, you got to give him a chance. Rondo ain't chasing rings no more. Rondo got his money. Rondo's finna retire. That's why Rondo went to Atlanta. I question that move. But Rondo got the money. He's finna retire. He's had a nice career. Two championships on both the East and the West Coast. He about to go ahead and retire and do his own thing. But, gentlemen, while we're sticking on these two teams, let's talk about the Suns and the Warriors and the Kings and stuff, because the Suns did a nice little surprise move and got CP3 out there with Devin Booker. Now that's a powerful backcourt right there, and that might be tilting the Suns from where they was trying to play in game to actually solidifying the fifth or sixth seed out west.
I agree.
Go ahead, D-Boy. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on this?
I mean, you know, like I agree, and I think that's a very good help for Booker mentally. And because Chris Paul can uplift him through his career during the time that he be with him, so you know he can help him out in a lot of in all around his game, and so where he could be able to lead teams to the playoff and maybe elevate them higher, you know, maybe Western Conference or something. I'm not saying now, but you know, in due time. Because they might be missing like one more piece to get them there, but
right.
that's a good look as of right now. That's a good look. Right
and don't
now.
Forget they picked up. Don't forget they picked up Jay Crowder, who just is coming off of an appearance with the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals.
That's another
veteran presence to help with the young roster that they have.
I mean, and also swing man Langston Galloway from Detroit Pistons, who in my opinion is not a bad shooter from downtown. He really
not at all. He shot 36.8% last year from the 3-point line, so that's not bad at all.
But the question I have about the Phoenix Suns is not about Chris Paul. It's not about Jay Crowder, is not about Langston Galloway, it's not about Devin Booker. It's about my question is about their young big man who they took with the number one overall pick 2 years ago, Mr. DeAndre Ayton. When will we see him be that number one draft pick, 7-foot dominant center that NBA scouts and analysts said that he would be? I mean, because first 2 years in the league, I mean, granted, he was hurt for a vast majority part of his rookie season, so he didn't really get a lot of games in his rookie year. So this past season, he was getting acclimated to the game, and then, of course, COVID came. But when will we see him showcase that shot blocking, playing above the rim mentality that analysts said that he would have coming out when Phoenix took him number one?
Well, he's got to be more consistent. I understand what you're saying, but he's got to be more consistent. But you saw glimpses of that. You saw glimpses of him doing that toward the end before COVID. And I'm trying to get my stats up real quick for DeAndre Ayton, because in his last 20 games of the season, he averaged 18.2, 11.5, 1.9 assists, and 11.5 rebounds. So that's the last 20 games of the season. So he was coming around into his form. But the problem is, and what you're saying to your point, Dennis, is when is it going to be consistent? When is he going to put these up on a nightly basis? When is he going to average a double-double on a nightly basis? When can you just pencil him in for 20 and 10? And I don't know if that's going to be a consistent basis with him as the team is formed right now. Or he might need a fresh start somewhere, and he probably could do that.
Can Chris Paul, and I'm going to go to D-Boy on this one, can Chris Paul help the young center kind of be more himself and be more consistent?
Okay, like you know, before I answer the Chris Paul question, you know, just to piggyback on what I was saying a second ago, like, My answer to that, my opinion really goes on the organization. Because if you want your center to be or your top draft pick or whatever, however you want to look at them, if you want them to be at their full potential, you need to make sure that you got somebody in there, you know, like a late great, you know, to help chisel out all his great potential that he has within himself. So, you know, like, that's where you start off at from the beginning. And then second, it got to be within himself, as we said earlier with Paul George. It got to be within yourself to want that
for yourself, your own accolades to yourself. As a kid, you always wanted to be in the NBA and win the championship, so it got to start within yourself. And then now, to answer your question with the Chris Paul thing, Chris Paul is a tough – he, you know, he's a tough guy. And so he's going to make him stand out there and play this game if you want to elevate your game, because Chris Paul don't play. I give him that. And that's what I like about him, because he's pretty tough. So
look what Chris Paul has done to every center he's played with.
If you leave it up to Chris Paul, Chris Paul going to make him look good, because Chris Paul feeds you very well with a bunch of dimes with icing on top.
That's exactly what I was saying. Look what he did to every center he played with, DeAndre Jordan. Look what
and
he DeAndre did with DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan is not really no great center.
Steven Adams.
I'd take Steven Adams over DeAndre Jordan.
But I'm just saying, look what Chris Paul did. When they started playing with Chris Paul compared to the season before, their numbers went up.
Oh, yeah.
Their average went up.
I'm going to throw this question out, and it may be a reach. It may be a reach, what I'm going to ask. But can Chris Paul help propel Devin Booker up into that upper echelon top 10 NBA players right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands,
I mean, with his ability to play pick and roll – now Devin Booker don't have to play on the ball so much as he did a lot last year. He can play off ball and be more that catch and shoot type player.
You will see a lot of more down screens.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
I think one game last year he went on for like 70. I mean, well, Devin Booker just went crazy. Can Chris Paul help Booker get into that top 10 in the NBA right now?
You'll
yes,
see a lot
I,
more
I,
down
I
screens getting him open, picking pops. You'll see him coming off double screens off the baseline, because Chris Paul is just he sees those type of things, and he's going to have a lot of input on what plays they run and stuff like that. So to answer your question, yeah, Devin Booker's going to be one of them. He's going to be one of the top 10 players across the board with averages, just based on being able to play, pick the mind of CP3. They've already been in the gym. As soon as it was announced that Chris Paul was a son, you saw videos and reports of Chris Paul and Devin Booker already in the gym, learning off each other, talking to each other, learning each other. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Dennis. He's going to propel Devin Booker. There's no question if ands, or buts about that.
This is one of the teams – to me,
unless,
this is one of my questions. Go ahead, D-Boy. Go ahead.
Unless, now just to be the devil's advocate, unless, and this is my favorite thing, unless Devin Booker have tough skin. Because if he don't have tough skin, like I said, Chris Paul is a tough, gritty guy. And if you don't got tough skin, and if you got that diva in you, you ain't going to be able to take what Chris Paul is trying to get to you. Other than that, I totally agree.
If all pieces buy in, gentlemen, the Phoenix Suns, in my opinion, could be one of those teams that replace like an OKC in the playoffs, as that could run that for that fourth seed in the Western Conference. You know, like you said, D-Boy, if the young pieces from the Phoenix Suns have tough skin and they can take what Chris Paul is trying to bring in, the Phoenix Suns could be one of those exciting teams to watch. We got to pay some bills real quick. We're going to be right back. We're going to come right back talking to Golden State Warriors. But we got to go to commercial very, very quickly. Right, we're going to be right back live on IFM Radio Station.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, we're going to keep the show going until we get everything figured out.
Hey, D-Boy, we're going to go to you because I know, knowing you, that these are your boys. You're excited to see them back in action. We're going all the way to the bank. The Doves are back. I mean, I'm just going to let you open up that conversation. What you think? Talk to me.
You know, it's right now, I still feel like it's kind of tough because we lost Clay Thompson. But don't give up the hope, the great Dove, please. Steph Curry going to keep us in, the top three or four. And if everything keeps going as well with Wiseman, we're going to be pretty tough. I don't know how far.
Wait, hold on. You said three or four. Are you talking about the three or four seed? Are we talking three or four, the third or fourth seed in the Western Conference?
Oh, my God. You don't believe me.
First of all, let's analyze this real quick. You're losing one of the top shooters in the game. So that means you're going to put more, and you remember what happened last year when y'all put more on Steph Curry to lead the team because Clay was injured? You got him no help on the offensive end besides Kelly Oubre, who is new to this. Andrew Wiggins, he plays like he don't want to be on a basketball court. And then, yes, you got James Wiseman, who's got a great upside, but he's not going to step in and give you 20 and 10. And then you got your boy, Mr. Talk a lot, but don't show up a lot, Mr. Lansing's own, Draymond Green, the enigma. You have no bench, and you're saying this team, as it's constructed right now, is going to be a third or fourth seed in the Western Conference?
You don't have faith in Steve Kerr.
You absolutely right. I don't, because when it's easy to go 74 and whatever they win, when you got the firepower of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and one of the top defenders, in Andre Iguodala, at that time, it's easy to do that. And Kevin Durant, it's very easy.
Kevin Durant
came the year after. You're right. But yes, it's very easy to coach. It's very easy to coach them three. It's very easy to coach them three. There's no coach in the world that wouldn't take that lineup. But now when you had to coach, you saw what happened with Steve Kerr. And, yes, injuries happen. But that's why coaches in the NBA get them big bucks. You're supposed to overcome injuries.
Is Steve Kerr's defense, Golden State Warriors had major injuries last year. I mean, I wouldn't want to coach that roster, Dave. You wouldn't want to go coach that roster. They had a bunch of bombs last year. They playing with Jordan Poole at the one. And I'm a Poole fan. But he wasn't ready last year at all.
What happened to the team? It exploded. The team did not even come together. That's where your coaches come in. I didn't say they were going to make the playoffs. I don't expect Steve Kerr to make the playoffs with that roster he had last year, but I didn't expect that out of that either. I didn't expect that out of the coaching experience that I saw.
All you had was Draymond last year, and then when Draymond went down, you know, they playing with, hey, you want to play tonight? Hey, anybody can play tonight. You know?
Exactly.
You say they're pulling people out the stands. Hey, bro, we got you on a 10-day contract.
I like what James Wiseman brings to the Golden State Warriors. I like Golden State's ability to play up and down the floor. With Steph Curry, is glad to see him back. Just glad to see Klay Thompson back. I mean, but James Wiseman gives Steph Curry and Klay Thompson that extra down, that free throw baseline score that could help take the load off Draymond. We understand that Draymond is getting older now. He's not the same Draymond who he was 2 or 3 years ago. When Golden State was consistently winning, so we understand that now that all pieces coming back in, he's going to be respectable, but he's not going to be that Draymond Green that we are accustomed to seeing, if that makes sense. So I like
if Steve
I like
Kerr
James
is
Wiseman,
smart
to bring. I like James Wiseman to come in and learn from Draymond and learn that
exactly.
Golden State Warrior style
exactly.
of basketball that can also add that grittiness to his game. So, I mean, I like what Golden State has done. You know, Andrew Wiggins, I finally get to see what Klay Thompson, Wiggins, and Curry look like together.
Hey,
you know,
Dennis, you do know Klay Thompson's out for the season, right?
Oh,
yeah.
he got hurt in the offseason. Jesus. That's when they went and got
so. So this is why I'm saying when D-Boy said a 3 or 4 seed, this is why I interrupted because no, they're not going to be a 3-4 seed without Klay Thompson, without being at full strength. Because, like to your point, Dennis, if Steve Kerr is such a great coach, his first thing was to put James Wiseman with Draymond Green and let all that defensive knowledge that Draymond got poured into a 7-foot-1 with the upside. You could work on the offense, but let him be that dominant force on the defensive. Again, let him control that paint, and that would help you tons. But Golden State, as they're constructed right now, we're having to weigh heavily on Stephen Curry, and if this is a big if they fit Oubre into the offense, not to be replacing Klay Thompson,
right.
But to be who Kelly Oubre has been, which is a slasher and an amazing scorer. Then they can be a 6 or 7 seed, but they're not in a first round exit. But as constructed right now, they're not going past the first round if they get to the playoffs.
You don't think they'll
because
make the playoffs?
Because it's going to be too much on Steph Curry.
Okay, listen. Let me put this in there. All right, let's go back to last year.
Hold on real quick. Before you do that, we got to pay some bills. We finna hit a commercial real quick, and then we're going to come right back to you, D-Boy. We're going to continue talking the specific division with the Golden State Warriors up next. We're going to pay some bills right now.
Let's go. Running to the money, yeah. Gotta cut the lights out when it's time to slide. Yeah. The murderers I hang around, they got me traumatized. The life I live, I see a killing, I won't say a thing. Takes out the witness on a mission, he won't say my name. Don't blow. Apartment building, daddy hustling, he was selling cash. No. The bitch I'm dealing with, she hurt me, ever felt some pain. Struggle made me harder, mama getting fed up, though. Looking out the window, trying to keep my head up. My partner don't take care of his kids, I say you got a man up. That made him mad, but I'd be wrong if I never said nothing.
For real.
Don't got no love for those who left me, nah, we ain't speaking. Your partner dead, you know who did it, so why he still breathing? Your bitch got caught texting a nigga, she say that ain't cheating. Nigga, you crazy if you fall for that, cause that don't
wanna take the time out to tell you I'm done. And I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah, I know it hurts to find out that they was lying about feeling the way you feel. But you gotta suck it up, tough enough. Don't get that money, baby, we gon' run it up. My dog crossed me, now he missed me, yeah, he knew what it was. I stayed silent from the jump, yeah, I'm so tired of broken love. I keep that 40, don't you be surprised.
Yeah, it's on me.
I'ma feel weak if I ever see a op and let him fly.
Gon' gun him.
But I won't let him cause the reverence in that boy to heaven. Big Mac 11, check my record, this the way I'm stepping.
Only God knows
the youngin', he gon' stay protected. Bow. With a blindfold on, I still find my weapon.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe that they hated this much, yeah. And the love that I gave, I wish I never gave it up. Sometimes I love you more than you love me, can't make it up. To see a smile on your face is what I waited for.
I just wanna take the time out to tell you I'm done.
And I'm gonna keep it real.
Hey, yeah, I know it hurt to find out that they was lying about
feeling the way you feel.
But you gotta suck it up, tough enough.
Don't get that money, baby, we gon' run it up.
My dog crossed me, now he missed me, yeah, he knew what it was.
I stayed silent from the jump, yeah, I'm so tired of broken love.
All right. We are back. And I just wanted to give a shout out to our producer, Rolo Solo Dolo, and listen to the R&R show every Wednesday and Friday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So where we left off at, D-Boy, go ahead. You were talking about why you believe the Golden State Warriors will make the playoffs as they're constructed right now.
Yes. Now, like I was saying, let's go back to last season. Right after everything fell apart for them when everybody was got hurt due to the injury. Now, let's keep this in mind. They were playing with second and third string guys the whole season. So the whole season, these second and third stringers were playing against first string guys on the opposite team. So now that they finally played against the whole season against veteran players, they're not scared of anyone. They're not scared of anything. They don't have nothing to lose. So now this year, they feel they more confident in themselves to play at their best ability. That right there, that takes a lot off of Steph alone. That gives Steph more opportunities to be who he really are. And that gives the chance for Wiseman to give him more confidence within himself of being who he can be too. On top of that,
I give you that. Good point.
On top of that, don't forget that Steve Kerr is the 3-point champion king. The reason why I say that, because the same thing that he was doing last year and the prior years before, Steve Kerr used to go out there and play horse with his guys. And what'd that do? If this guy is sitting up here playing horse with them shooting threes, guess what? All them second and third string guys will not be scared to pull a three. So that
I mean, I can respect that. I can respect that. I'm just simply saying these guys, as they fell apart last year, and maybe I'm wrong, and I can be wrong. I'm not saying that I see the future, whatever the case may be. I just think that in a marathon, when you really have one option, you know that teams are going to design their defense based on, and it could change during the course of the season, but their defense is really going to be designed to stop Curry. Now, yeah, he's got limited range, but, bro, how long does that last in a marathon? How long does it last over that course of time when you see what it did to Kawhi in the playoffs last year? It weighs heavy on you. It tires you down. So how long do you think that one man, unless, like I said, I could be wrong, Kelly Oubre comes out and does some amazing things and Wiggins actually becomes that third option that everybody thinks he can be, and then you may have something. But even with that being said, I don't think that the Warriors are going to be a third or fourth seed in the West. If they're in the end and they play like that, then maybe.
I respect that, but I still, you know what? I still give them a good fifth seed. I will give them. They're going to make the playoffs. It's rough.
Yeah, they can be a playoff team.
It's tough on the West. Don't get me wrong. It's very tough. The West side is tough. The Western Conference is tough. But
the Golden State Warriors will definitely make the playoffs this year. I mean, just based on a simple reason, if you look at Utah Jazz, they're better than the Utah Jazz right now, in my opinion, without Klay Thompson.
Really?
They're better than the San Antonio Spurs right now. Who else is
there? San Antonio's in a rebuilding form.
Who else?
That didn't happen. But I don't think that the Warriors are better than the Blazers. I don't think the Warriors are better than the Jazz, Nuggets.
They're not better than Portland.
I don't think they're better than those teams. So it's going to be a seven or eight seed for them right now. But with that being said, let's move on to the surprising, and I think this team is going to surprise some people, Sacramento Kings. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, though.
Let me start this conversation.
You don't think they're going to make it?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But go ahead, Dennis.
I like the Sacramento Kings.
I always stated, of course I was being facetious, but I always stated that if I ever disowned the Pistons, I would be a Sacramento Kings fan. Just for the simple reason that I like the moves that they made up front. They brought in Vlade Divac. They brought in Joe Dumars. And if I just talk about what they have done on the court, they drafted Tyrese Halliburton from Iowa State. In my opinion, real surprise team for letting him slide to the late first round. They read him up for like. Go ahead,
Dennis. Don't forget, they also drafted Kenyon Martin Jr., who's going to surprise a lot of people as well.
They drafted the big center from Michigan State, and Xavier Tillman. So I like what the Sacramento Kings have done.
Whiteside for 1 year.
Yeah, I look for this team to surprise some teams, and especially if it's been noted that the NBA. And the NBA PA, the Players Union, is discussing a play-in type thing for the playoffs this year. That could increase the playoffs to 10 teams. So if this does happen, that the tournament does go to 10 teams for the East, 10 teams for the West, I do see the Sacramento Kings being one of those 8, 9, 10 teams in that play-in tournament. Because I like these young players, I like these young nucleus, but of course they had a complex camp. If they would have had a real training camp, I would say look out. But due to the fact that these guys are going to have to learn how to play together on the fly, I got them at that 8-9-10 regimen of the Western Conference. But don't close that.
You just named the reason why I said I don't think they'll make the playoffs this year. But this is going to be an exciting team to watch. I think maybe 1 year away from actually being a legit playoff team with De'Aaron Fox. I love De'Aaron Fox at the point guard. I love that. And then Buddy Hield shooting the lights out. Don't forget that you got a young up-and-coming power forward in Marvin Bagley, who actually was in the last 20 games of the season. Marvin Bagley put up some respectable numbers, 14.2 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, half a steal a game, and 0.8 assists. And that's the last 20 games of the season, gentlemen. So just think, when he has a whole season under his belt, what kind of numbers he actually can put up at the power forward. Not playing out of position at the center position, because now they've signed Hassan Whiteside. So now you're actually going to put Marvin Bagley in a more natural position at the power forward. And let's see what he can do at that power forward position. Because I think he'll build on these numbers.
I want to piggyback. I agree everything what you said, Dave. But I'm a little upset with both of y'all because of the fact that y'all didn't give Buddy Hield enough props. Because with Buddy Hield, I think I'm almost guaranteed with the 10 teams in the playoffs, they will be a number 8 or a number 9 in the playoffs. And on top of that even give my point about the Golden State Warriors being a number 4 or number 5 in the West.
And we just talking about the Pacific right now, and you still putting the Warriors in a 4 spot. We are not talking about the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Jazz. You still putting the Warriors in a 4 spot. I just named 3 teams that's going to put the Warriors a little bit below the 4 spot. Not to mention the 2 teams we started talking off about, the Clippers and the Lakers. Now, do you really, really – I mean, I applaud you for being a faithful fan.
Yeah, I'm a faithful fan.
The Warriors are going to be a 4 seed with all those teams we named? The Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Trailblazers, the Jazz, the Suns. That's 6 teams now.
Hey, listen. The Trailblazers, they're not going to be so high. I'll put them around about 7, 6 or 7. And I don't think they're going to be in the top 5.
I don't either. I think they'll be a six seed. I think they'll be a six seed.
Yeah.
I got them around that 6-7 area as well. I think OKC is going to drop off. I believe Chris Paul was the reason that they were successful last season.
That's a stud right there. Don't count that guy out.
OKC's
not going to do anything this year.
No,
I'm sorry. They ain't going to do anything this year. They're afterthought. I picked them to be after the Timberwolves, to be honest with you, finishing in the Northwest. I finished the Thunder to bring up the bottom of the Northwest division.
They might be tanking.
I wouldn't say they're tanking, but I just they just don't have enough talent to compete in the West. Honest with you, I think if they're constructed, they wouldn't even be a competitive team in the East. And we're all thinking that the East is going to be watered down, which I really think that's not going to be the case with the moves that have happened. But basically, the tradition has been the East has been the weaker conference in the last 15 years. So that's just where my comments come from.
Can we take a dive into these Eastern Conference teams? Because I got a lot to say about the Eastern Conference. People gonna.
I can't wait till we get into them. So, gentlemen, let me get predictions from you real quick on the Pacific, and then we're going to move on. The Pacific, Dennis, how do you feel? How do you feel those teams are going to finish? Starting with the team to win the Pacific.
Now, what's all the teams in that division?
We got the Lakers, Clippers, Suns, Warriors, and Kings.
Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, Suns, and Kings. I got the Clippers at one, Lakers at two. I got Golden State three, Phoenix four, and Sacramento five.
Okay. D-Boy.
I hate to say it, but I got to piggyback with DT. But this is what I'm going to say about the Lakers and the Clippers. They're going to go back and forth. Back and forth. We got the Lakers, the Clippers, and who else?
The Lakers, Warriors, Suns, Warriors, and Kings.
Okay. The Lakers and the Clippers, they're going to go back and forth for the number one spot. And I know, Dave, you're going to keep ragging on me about my Warriors. They're going to be number three in this division.
Okay, in this division. Okay.
Leave me alone, okay?
Hey, you my brother, man. If I can't mess with my brother, who can I mess with, man? Come on now.
And now the Suns, wait a minute, did we say the Jazz too?
No, Jazz is in the Northwest.
Right, okay, yeah. The Suns and then the Kings. Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
Okay. Now, real quick, before we get ready to do our shout-outs, because we got 2 minutes before we start doing our shout-outs, I want you guys to give me a grade.
Hold on, Dave. I got to cut you off. We have a very, very special guest that's on the line. I got to get her on right now. My friend, my homegirl, she's also my business partner, Ms. Brittany Connors from Women Love Sports 2. Brittany!
Oh, Ms. Brittany, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hello.
So, Brittany, I know you heard us talking. So, we're talking about the Pacific division. What are your thoughts on the Pacific? And give us your order. How you think the Pacific is going to play out?
Yeah, I heard say who you all thought would be like ranked number one through five. So, mine, I'm a LeBron fan all day, so Laker Nation, I'm going with the Lakers as number one. I'm going with the Clippers as number two. Golden State, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt by putting them in the number three spot. And then last two, I'm going to go Phoenix and then Sacramento. That'll be my top or my order for the Pacific division.
I think we all got that same order except for me with the Clippers and the Lakers switching. But I think we're all in agreement of the division.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so, Brittany, we had talked about Paul George's new deal. What do you think about Paul George's new deal and with his words saying that he owes the Clippers a title? Do you think he will fulfill his promise?
You know what? I'm hoping that he fulfills his promise. To be frank with you, I would say if he owed anybody a ship, it would be the Patriots. But, I mean, outside of that, and I mean, I'm just saying, if we gonna be real, I'm just saying, you know, but, and partnering with, like I said, like he came in there, you know, him and Kawhi, I feel like it's a good situation. I feel like he has what it takes to make it happen. Hopefully he can stand on his word and come through for him in the clutch. Now, I'm kind of hoping that he doesn't because I do want LeBron to get another championship before he, you know.
Oh, Lord, here we go with that.
Hey, look, DC, you need to make that a topic on one of your next shows or upcoming shows during the season because it's a lot of people that feel a certain type of way about LeBron and the championships and the Lakers and this and that. So, yeah, make sure you do that. But, no, with Paul George and his situation, like I say, I mean, he has certain pieces around him, namely Kawhi, who can assist him in taking that team to the next level, you know what I'm saying, a level that it needs to be on. The Clippers as a organization, they've been pretty sound, I'll say, you know, throughout the years, especially, you know, early on when they had, you know, I thought they was like a – I don't want to call them a fat five, but I feel like they was a solid five. They weren't the right pieces to make it happen with Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, you know, CP3 and all of them. They just, for whatever reason, they just couldn't get up out the mud. They couldn't get their feet out the mud. But I feel like Paul George, with what he brings to the table, he has what it takes to honestly get that team and that organization out the mud and kind of put them on the map.
So let me ask you this question real quick, Brittany. Let me ask this question real quick. Having said what you just said, you believe that Paul George should be the number one option as the Clippers are constructed right now?
I don't think he should be the number one option. And the reason I say that is because you still have other great pieces around you that can contribute. I wouldn't make him my primary option, but he would definitely be my go-to after my primary.
I just wanted to clear that up because I heard you say that Kawhi could assist him, and in actuality,
right.
He should have assisted Kawhi in Game 7, and we'd be talking a different story this year about the Clippers. So I just wanted to get that straight because I respect Brittany more than I respect Brittany's mind about basketball. She taught me some things in the conversations that we've had on this radio show, so I respect her opinion just as much as I respect DT, and that's not a slight at nobody, but just when she said that simple fact of, even though she's a LeBron lover, respecting the fact that she said that Kawhi should be assistant. So I just wanted to clear that up. I just wanted to clear that up, DT.
But since we were talking about Paul George, I simply, you know, you get right with
it. I got you. I just wanted to clear that up.
All right, Brittany, so what are your thoughts on the Phoenix Suns, and do you believe that Chris Paul can help young Devin Booker be in that upper echelon, top 10, top 15 player in the NBA?
I think that Chris Paul is a true point guard. I think that he can help develop as a veteran guard at that. He can help to develop or continue the development of Devin Booker's game. In terms of making that team, I don't know. I don't really see that team being a super top contender, but, I mean, I see them in their growth process right now. I don't think that
– Do you see them making the playoffs?
Right now, as it stands, I don't really see them making the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. If they do, it'll be a shocker to me. But and moreover, if they do, I could see them getting put out in the first round. I could absolutely see that. So it's not too much thoughts on Phoenix. I think that they're in their growth and development stages still as well. Him being a veteran guard, he can bring his knowledge of the game and what have you to that team. But I don't think he has enough of what it takes. Simply because, again, I don't think he made it past the first round when he was with the Clippers, as I aforementioned about that nice little five squad that they had when he was with the Clippers. So,
but
he did make it
to the Western Conference Finals in Houston.
They did.
He did make it to the Western Conference.
He did. He did. So all he right, has so, something that he can bring, you know what I'm saying, to that team, like I say, to assist Booker with his development.
All right, so Britt, we're talking Golden State. What are your thoughts on the Dub? The Dubs are back. They playing in the new building. They still without Clay. James Wiseman is back. What do you James Wiseman is a part of the Golden State Warriors now. Chef Curry, he's back, he's cooking. Kelly Oubre, what are your thoughts on the Golden State Warriors?
I mean, I'm a Lakers fan, so I think that's enough said.
Oh Lord, here we go.
I'm glad
here
you know,
we
I'm
go.
Listen, no, in all honesty, I never thought I'd see the day where I would honestly have to say that. But because LeBron went where he went, I have to be a fan of the team. But in all seriousness, though, I'm glad to see, you know, the team back in action, Steph and all of them. I think that they are going to be – now, minus a couple of people, you know, Iggy and a couple others, but I think that they still have the components to be a top contending team. And I also could see them being one of the top five seeds in the West without a question.
Ooh. Oh Lord God, Jesus!
We're going to the Sacramento Kings real quick. Sacramento Kings, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Sacramento?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't really dabbled off into getting into the Kings and what they have to offer, so I have very little to say about them. I'm going to have to definitely kind of do my research for the Kings. I'm not scared to admit that. I'm going to have to do my research on them, and I'll have to get back to you on that team. Last time I really checked for the Kings, it was a while back, and that's when Doug Christie, Mike Bibby, and Vlade Divac.
Oh, wow.
Wow. But the last time I was a fan of the Kings, I really followed them. Those guys were playing. And, yeah, that used to be my squad. So I can't speak on them right now, but.
Can't fault you for that squad, though. Can't fault you for that squad.
Yeah, that was a powerful squad. I get that championship.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. I want to thank everybody that's on the show tonight. I want to thank everyone for their input. Next week, we're going to take a deep dive into the Eastern Conference team. Maybe we can have all four of us right back here next Tuesday night, and we're going to take a deep dive into the Eastern Conference team as the NBA regular season is starting to will be convening on December the 22nd. We're going to go with
yes, sir.
What's your final words? Final words, any shout outs? Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I would like to say thank y'all for inviting me today, and I'll be glad to see y'all next week. And shout outs to you guys and everyone, and that'll be it.
All right. Brittany, go ahead and give your shout outs, your final words.
Yeah, final words. Thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to be on this platform to talk about something I love. I want to shout out you guys also for just being a part of the show. Shout out to my mom because today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Mommy. I love you.
Happy
birthday.
Yes, and then just thank you for also valuing and the opinion of a woman, a female. It's kind of hard to gain respect in a quote-unquote man's world, which is what sports was considered, but I thank you all for allowing me to, you know, talk myself.
Dave, go ahead. Final word.
Hey, just want to shout out DT, as always, for the platform of being able to have fun and talk good sports with good-minded people. I want to thank B-Boy and Brittany for being on the show, and I want to make sure y'all come back next week because we got a lot of stuff to cover. Also, I want to let the fans know, because we've been doing this, we've been promoting this, and we need help to promote this, but we are doing a contest for the renaming of the show, and we're going to offer the winner a $25 gift card. So submit your names for the new show, and the winner will get a $25 gift card. Also, I want to say again, as I always do at the end of the show, mask up. If you got to go out, then mask up. Care about the person next to you. Care about yourself and care about your loved ones. Put your mask on. But if you don't have to go anywhere, stay home. Let's get this pandemic under control and don't rely on a quote-unquote vaccine that we know nothing about. Let's just do the work that we got to do, and that's put our mask on or stay at home and show love to each other.
All right. I definitely want to give a shout-out to everyone here, D-Boy, my hometown hero, my homegirl, Miss Brittany Connors, my friend, my co-host, Mr. David Wilson, the R&R Show, CBS Hoop League, my producer, Rolo Solo Dolo, my engineer, Miss Tina T, on the ones and twos every Tuesday night, making it happen for us. Want to give a shout-out to my children, Destiny and Jemaya, who back home in Jackson, Michigan, listening to the show. Daddy, love you. I'll be there to see you all next week. Man, like Dave said, mask up, stay safe, and support the show. And, man, we praying for everyone here. Happy holidays, and we look forward to seeing everyone next Tuesday night as we take a deep dive into the Eastern Conference right here on ISN Radio Nation. Everyone, mask up, stay safe. God bless you. Have a good night. Thank you.